Welcome to your Week in Pulse. I'm Edmundo Resendez. Sitting with me inside the KRWG studios is Lorena Sanchez, Pulse editor for the Las Cruces Sun News. And Lorena, it is Friday. It's a 4th of July weekend, and some people are already clearing out for the day and headed out for their 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, so if you're headed anywhere towards Alamogordo for the 4th of July weekend, you can definitely celebrate with amazing fireworks show. So that is going to be at the New Mexico Museum of Space History.
And they've been doing this for about 38 years now.
Yeah, it's a wonderful show. It's a tradition over there. What I really like about it is propane grills, sparklers, are allowed. So you can take them, you can go have a cookout with your family, and enjoy this beautiful, beautiful fireworks show.
Okay, so that's happening in Alamogordo. Now, closer to home, Mesilla is celebrating 4th on the Plaza.
Yeah, so this is kind of a pre-show to the Las Cruces show. So you can kind of get a double whammy. You can go to this fireworks show. You can go to the cities. So the 4th of July celebration in Mesilla is from 7 to 9. I think it's a really nice thing to do because it's slightly smaller. It's a little more intimate. They got live music there. And you can celebrate with your friends and family on the plaza, which is always a beautiful setting. And that kicks off, the fireworks show kicks off at 9 o'clock.
So that's in Mesilla, mm-hmm. 9 o'clock fireworks. Now let's go to the big ones. Sunday and Monday, the annual 4th of July festivities here in Las Cruces.
Yes, so the Electric Light Parade, as always, July 3rd at 9 p.m. I always tell people to be prepared for rain because...
And it's in the forecast.
There's always rain.
It's in the forecast, so yeah, definitely be prepared for it. So that's Saturday...
On Sunday,
mm-hmm. That's the parade, correct?
That's the parade. And the rain never hinders people, so it's always a beautiful event. People work really hard on these floats. And then you go into Monday, which is actually 4th of July. Things kick off 4 p.m., Field of Dreams, with a bunch of activities for the kids, for the family. And then you have local vendors. You have live music that's going to be going on all the way up through 7 p.m. when Tony, Jody Messina are going to take the stage. They're the headliners for this 4th of July show. And then, of course, the fireworks begin 10:30 p.m. It's going to be, as always, they always put on a really good show.
And, you know, the cool thing about the fireworks show is that literally if you don't get an opportunity to go down there, mm-hmm. you can park in some high areas around town and actually see it from a distance because it's a huge fireworks show.
It is. And then you're able to see this for free if you go or for free with your family. Like you said, you can park around town. A lot of people like to do that. So
yeah, it's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Now, one recommendation I definitely have for those of you that are going to the Electric Light Parade, buy your glow sticks before you go because everybody's wearing glow sticks because mm-hmm. it's dark and it's really cool. All the floats are lit up, and it's a really cool show. It's a really cool show.
That's a really good suggestion.
Okay. Now, let's go for Taste for Your Impulse. This is one that I've yet to go to.
Okay. So Spotted Dog Brewery, that is on the outskirts. Well, I'd say it's still in Mesilla.
It's in Mesilla.
So if you've never been there, they brew their own beer. They serve local beer. And then on top of that, twice a week, they had this mobile culinary unit colloquium that was coming in and serving people food. Well, now Spotted Dog has a permanent kitchen, and this chef, Tom Drake, he's manning the kitchen. The food, there's a menu that changes weekly, so this guy puts together this really amazing menu every single week. There's staple items, of course, but they have things like black and tan onion rings, which if you've seen the picture,
no way,
incredible. They have a really great black bean burger that people rave about. And they got these things called Peking duck drummies.
Peking duck drummies?
So they're duck drumsticks in this that you can dip in this really good orange chili sauce. So this isn't like your typical food. Other things he has on the menu sometimes are things like mussels and linguine, balsamic glazed salmon. So it's kind of like this really great twist on bar food that is really nice and satisfying and a little bit gourmet. And
definitely gourmet
because
Peking duck is not the kind of stuff that, you know, that any restaurant mm-hmm. carries. And drumsticks is, you know, that's a lot of ducks.
They look pretty good. You got to look at the pictures for this place because the food alone will get your mouth watering. So food there is served Wednesdays and Sundays. So be sure to check out all the details. Really affordable prices too, ranges from like $5.95 all the way to $14.95.
Well, Lorena, thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.